The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Everybody, and welcome to my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What is up, Trav Nation? It's me, your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Wolf Wolf McElroy.
What is also up, Trav Nation? I am the sweet baby brother. Are we trying to see, is it like a game to see how long a pregnant pause we can going in here? Or
I'm taking this very seriously. I need to address... there's some controversies surrounding. So, as everyone in Trav Nation knows, I've released my line of yogurt, Progurt, the first and only shelf stable yogurt.
Now, how did you accomplish?
I'm not done. Made for gamers by gamers.
Gamers
available exclusively
made
at GameStop.
Gamers yes. made the yogurt at
Correct.
GameStop.
They didn't make it at GameStop. It's just available exclusively.
Okay. They make it at your.
I thought GameStop
only in my laboratories.
I thought GameStop had started to host sort of yogurt workshops.
No,
mistake for assuming that.
And there's been some videos going around of people opening both the Sonic Strawberry Slam and Master Chief's Mango Madness and finding mold inside.
Okay,
Mango mold, Master mold, or just regular mold?
As far as we can tell, regular mold. And
is it the dang flood again? Getting stinky out there, causing all kinds of chaos.
Sorry, that's really tasteless. Much like the yogurt itself, Griffin, that's utterly tasteless.
You're right. That was a poor joke, and it was made at the expense of my brother Travis and the
and
the countless dead because of this moldy shelf stable
and the Travatars.
Yeah,
like, don't forget about they rely.
What are those?
They're the citizens of Trav Nation. I thought they were Travatars.
Well, those are actually Travatars are half Trav Nation citizens, half normal citizens.
They walk. They have
half Navi.
Dreams.
Yeah, half Navi.
And the Navi citizens of Trav Nation are called Travatars.
So the shelf stability, it sounds like, is maybe a marketing bullet point and not a.
Well, I spoke with my team of Sigma scientists who have their PhDs in gamer gastronomy. And they have informed me
PhD in GG.
Yeah, they have informed me that the mold is part of it.
The mold is part of the
blue cheese.
It's intentional that gamers need the mold to power them.
Okay.
And they also said it probably has penicillin in it.
That's cool.
And will make them healthier, so it's totally fine.
Increase reaction time?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Up your KD.
Up your KD. That's huge, Trav. Congrats.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is a good thing. I don't know why you're like announcing this like it's a bad
thing.
Well,
there's also some people who have claimed that we didn't obtain any kind of licensing rights for
Sonic
or Master Chief.
Don't need to. You're in Trav Nation. You don't have copyright law there.
What the thing is I'm very close personal friends with both Sonic and Master Chief, and they actually worked very closely to develop these flavors with me, and they told me that it was totally fine to use their names and likenesses, and there was no need to get lawyers involved.
Right. Travis, I've had to tell you this a million times. I cannot believe I'm having to tell you a million and first time, but just because you know two drug dealers named Sonic and Master Chief doesn't mean you know the real Sonic and Master Chief.
One of them is blue.
Yeah. No, I know. It's Master Chief, which is weird.
Yeah. But they're nice guys.
They're nice guys, but they're drug dealers, and they're not the mascots for Sega and Microsoft, respectively.
It does.
And they can't give you permission.
If you look, it does very, if you look very closely on the packaging, it does say a Sonic's Strawberry Slam and
awesome.
A Master okay. Chief. So the yes. A is very small, but it is there. So legally, my yeah. Sigma lawyers who yeah. also have their law degrees in gamer gastronomy
sure.
tell me that it's totally fine and safe.
It says Master Chief, C-H-E-I-F. And yes, that's you get away with it.
The biggest innovation I would love to see in kids' yogurt and kids' food is I want brands to start having flavors. I want like cool. every Frozen 3 thing to taste the same. So yeah, if it's right. like if it's Frozen 3, like liqueur, Frozen 3 cereal, Frozen 3 whatever, it all has the same berry blast
cherry
flavor.
Cordial. All
yeah,
of it,
cherry cordial. It's all of its cherry cordial.
I want to make it clear syrup. Just off of Justin said, kids should not eat Pro-Gurt.
Okay,
it's actually formulated for 18 up.
Yeah,
okay. If kids eat it, we don't know what will happen.
It will overwrite your gut ecosystem
yeah.
entirely. And if you're 18, you can handle that kind of wild switcheroo.
Yeah.
If you're 6 and you down this
yeah.
Pro-Gurt,
yeah.
All of a sudden your stomach's going to be like, okay, I'm ready to digest corn nuts now. And you're like, yeah. I don't eat those.
You're 6, you can't get in there and start flashing middleware.
And no. we've heard
you need that stuff in the library.
We've heard from some people that, namely the FDA, that we should have listed that on the packaging somewhere.
Yeah.
But we figured that by putting very grown-up figures like Master Chief and Sonic on there, it would
now
be clear, like, these
say.
Are for adults
yeah.
who like Sonic and Master Chief. These things are for kids, clearly.
So traditionally, Sonic games are rated E. I believe Shadow the Hedgehog was E10 plus because of guns, which is cool that we do cool. that 10-year-olds and Sonic and guns
can
is
handle
like,
a,
can,
damn,
you can handle
guns.
That.
Kids don't play video games. Where would they get the money to buy AAA video games?
Lawn mowing.
I don't understand that.
Lawn mowing.
Well, at that point, I think legally they're considered, at
adults.
Least for gastronomy
if you're working
purposes.
For money, yeah.
Yeah, for gastronomy purposes, if you're earning a wage, because child labor is illegal. So if you're earning a wage,
right.
you are gastronomically speaking an adult.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Trav.
Yeah?
What do you think Off-Broadway's like?
What do I think Off-Broadway's
you're
like?
You're there yeah. now. Let's set the stage.
You're
set the stage
yeah.
appropriately enough. You're there now. I mean,
correct.
You're not right now because we're recording this like a week and a half in advance, but
yeah.
you're there now when people are listening to this. Are you rubbing elbows with Jackman?
If you don't know the context here, Travis, due to the hard labor of superstar agent Joel Begleiter, is being allowed to perform Off-Broadway with the 20-Sided Tavern. Plenty of good seats available.
Well, you say hard labor, but when I reached out to him, I was like, hey, this sounds fun. How do I get in there? And he's like, oh, they actually reached out to me about it a while ago. Do you want to do it? So I don't know how much hard labor.
Wow. Wow.
Crazy time to get
I just actually heard
down.
Travis's muscles wow. flex when he
yikes.
Said that. It says
wow.
like a
wow.
11-foot being stretched.
I would never want to do this thing that you're doing, which sounds like my hell. So how did you prepare yourself for it?
Well, I figure Off-Broadway is a lot like Broadway, but like a slightly darker shade. Like
yeah.
there's a little more tint to it. So it's yeah. not quite Broadway. Then there's Eggshell Broadway.
Right.
Okay. And
is this
different.
The kind of heat that you're going to bring
yeah,
to Broadway?
You getting this
no,
out of
I wouldn't waste
now.
My Off-Broadway heat here on the show. Yeah. This is all my snickle.
Can you give some people a sample of what they like?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be weird for people to...
Home.
This is the second Mabim Bam in a row where you have busted out.
Yeah, it's maybe the only song he knows.
It is the only song in the world that I know. I don't have any room for any other ones. I've got all these cheat codes for
okay.
Sonic and Master Chief in there.
What,
that
Travis, what are you... What? Okay, you've been doing stage shows, live stage shows for over 100 times now. You've gotten out there. What do you think the biggest difference is going to be between your usual setup? Which of your exacting demands will they not be ready for?
Yeah.
I imagine there won't be a vegetable tray backstage that I claim will definitely be necessary, but then we never touch.
Yeah.
So I don't think that will happen. I don't think Dad will be there on stage with me, and that will be different.
Yeah.
Not having my
no,
dad.
No, that's funny that you
what?
Didn't say Justin and I won't be there on stage. We won't be there on stage with you.
What do you mean?
They wouldn't let us
let me
do
play.
It.
They wouldn't let me do all the different voices.
Wait, I have to... Wait.
You're a solo act.
Wait, I have to perform in front of a crowd without you guys there?
Yeah, that's right,
man.
Trav.
It's going to be your own...
What
you
the fuck?
You're fly.
Yeah, no, it's not going
to
be...
Do you wait. Want us to write anything for you right now? We could write you some jokes? Or...
Yeah, if you could give me some D&D, but Broadway-specific.
Okay.
I've got
Broadway.
This idea for a character named the Jizzard. He's
okay.
a sorcerer, and he is crude and rude.
Uh-huh.
He is... struggling with his impotence.
struggling with, he wishes he was more impotent?
Yes.
Okay. He's too potent.
I'm not going to fill in all the fucking gaps for you. It's an improvisational show.
Yes, yes, yes. Justin, could you give me something?
Yeah, one thing that I have noticed in every single Broadway show ever, and I don't know that they've had this in 20 Sided Tavern, and it could be the last thing they need to get him over onto on Broadway,
right?
Is just you got to say something about being in New York and how much you love being in New York.
Yeah,
all the great ones are like think about, I mean, obviously everybody's mind jumps to Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark, like all the freaks are here tonight in New York City.
Yeah.
Like shouting out the Big Apple is going to get you, I don't know, can you maybe, you know what would be really good, Travis, is if you could find a growing potion and use it on an apple.
Oh, I love that.
And then
that.
Look out and be like, hubba hubba.
That's cool.
I love this Big Apple. Yeah, I want to take a bite out of it.
It is improvisational, right? So you can pick up a stone from the ground and be like, whoa, this is the New York teleportation stone. And you rub it and you're like, and now the scene is in New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Can I tell you what's amazing about this, boys, is that we're recording this ahead of time, and then I assume all of Trav Nation is going to show up, watch the show,
right,
and then they'll hear this episode after my run is done, and they'll be like, that's where all the magic came from. That's why
he
talked about the Big Apple and the teleportation stone.
That's why every show, every one of his shows, Travis found a magic New York teleportation stone. He dragged the rest of the cast kicking and screaming to Enchanted-esque New York City fantasy vacation. And I love that.
And this is good, too, because when I portray the Jizzard on stage, I'm not going to give it any background.
Yeah.
I'm not going to explain it at all. But now they'll know here,
yes,
like, oh, that's everything I needed to know about the Jizzard.
They do love that meta humor.
I obviously got my Oscar from my involvement in Mitchells versus the Machines, an Oscar award-winning movie that I contributed 1 to 2 lines of dialogue to.
And Justin and I were cut from. Yes,
and Justin and you were cut from. But listen, I think of us as a unit, right? So, like, we have an Oscar.
Correct.
If you can secure the Tony on this one, if you can pull down an Anthony for us, all of a sudden we're halfway there, aren't we? We got to get Grammy. All we do is audio shit.
We haven't gotten a Grammy
because we haven't applied ourselves yet to getting a Grammy. We could totally do that if we wanted to.
And we've several times been nominated for iHeartRadio's Best Ad Reads. So I don't know if that fits in there.
You know what? Peace on the Playground, which predates this particular entertainment
by
program.
By a few years, yeah.
By 100 years, which was a public service sort of special that me and Dad did to curb playground violence. Peace on the Playground.
And did it, by the way.
And
good
I did
work.
It. Fucking crushed it. Won a public service Emmy. That is in director Chuck Minsker's house. So that's EO. You get the Justin, I think you got to pull the Grammy down, man. Just to kind of like,
man, I got that Twitter award. I got a Twitter award. Remember when I had that Twitter award?
Yeah, that's true. A shorty? Was that what it was called?
A shorty award. Thank you, Travis. Oh, okay. I have a,
I've got a YouTube play button.
I've got a, that's ours. I got a local business, reporting AP award for the state of Ohio for best business reporting.
Okay.
So I need to get a Pulitzer?
I've got a paper tie that my son wrote number one dad comedian on it. Does that
that's very good.
Are we just listing everything that we have?
I got the MacArthur Genius Grant to create Abnormals. So there's that.
Wow. How did you spend all that? That comes with so much money.
A lot of it went into the research and development for ProGirt, if I'm being honest.
That's embezzlement. From
Griffin,
us.
You know Mitchells versus the Machines didn't win, right?
I think it won for some category. Best like coolest animation. I think it won for some.
Best off-screen dialogue.
Yeah. You don't think it won?
Best cut brothers. Best cut brothers.
We had our jobs replaced by AI on that one. So computers took our jobs.
You know what? We were nominated for that one. We were nominated for Best Animated Feature Film.
Yeah, that's an honor.
We did lose to Encanto.
Want to get the record straight on that.
Yeah.
We won in Encanto?
We inspired it, most of it, I feel like. It's very
There's
much
a lot
us.
Of in-jokes in there.
What did we win? Oh, we won a fucking Houston Film Critics Society Awards 2021.
That's the Oscars of Houston.
That's the Houston Oscars, basically.
I mean, Mike and Jeff won Best Screenplay at the Hollywood Critics Association.
I think that's got to give us something. And then the TV show we did,
Probably okay. won an Emmy. I'm
What are you still doing? Can
city.
We answer questions?
Please, I would love to. I would love to.
Spinning love wildly to. In our failures.
I'm so tired.
I know. But when you feel that way, Griffin, just hop on my back, man. You know, just let Travis and
I get silly
and I,
sleepover energy
let,
sometimes.
Let Broadway,
have you tried eating some Pro-Gurt, Griffin? Because it's shown to increase Broadway energy level right. in eating, adults. In eating, adults.
Eating Pro-Gurt would only help me insofar as it would make me as sick as my son. And when that happens, all of a
that
sudden...
That only happens sometimes.
That, and when that happens, the buck no longer stops completely at me. I can sort of push off some of my... But I'm going to be on the toilet
Yeah, the buck
forever.
Does not stop. When you eat Pro-Gurt. That's sure. actually one of our... We've taken that and turned it into a slogan.
Just waiting on you to read a question, Juice. You
Travis, will you go in the mornings, like from door-to-door, agent to agent, just trying to get somebody to give you a shot? You know what I mean?
Oh, like, while I'm in New York?
Yeah, or are you going to be like a waiter? Are you going to like be a waiter during the day?
I'm flying there, but then I'm going to leave the city and I'm going to get on a bus. And then I'm going to arrive in my straw hat with my suitcase.
You're coming back. You're leaving NYC and then you're coming back NYC in a straw hat.
Because his car will already be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think about it.
Cool.
I hired a whole flash mob to do a scene, so it's going to be great.
Great.
All right. Well, let's answer some questions. We can still help people. Travis hasn't lost all perspective.
I've lost some.
You lost some.
My new glasses are pretty dark, so it does make it a little hard.
I'm a chocolatier. My boss decided not to consult me on what seasonal shapes we were making this year. The problem is they picked out a chocolate lollipop that stick comes out between Santa's legs, looking like Santa has a huge dick.
Nice.
Now my friends and family tell me they all want for Christmas is a big dick Santa. How do I buy large amounts of this lollipop without the old ladies who run the store front asking why I want so many of the specific items? That's from Santa's Schlong Sculptor in Florida. Is there a pick, like...
There's not a pick, and that's criminal, because I got to know the diameter of the stick.
It actually got censored. My safe search wouldn't let me save the image.
Wouldn't let you download the JPEG. I feel you. I don't know that this would... If it's a traditional pops... I almost call it a pop stick, because that's what our kids call it. If it's a traditional lollipop stick size, then it would actually look like Santa had an extraordinarily long, profoundly skinny dick. And I don't think that is just based on what I know about the man and his sort of like generally accepted fictional proportions. I don't think that's what it's. I don't think that's what it is.
No. You would rather see a Santa with a big fat dong. Is what
it's either big all around or a chode city, but it's definitely not whatever kind of proportions this pop stick stick is. No way.
And when he laughed, his dick shook like a wet spaghetti.
Shame on me for thinking about Santa Claus's hose-like brilliant white, ivory white dick.
It looks like you could charm it with a pan flute. It's
insane.
Rock hard in a downward direction, too. It would be weirder, I guess, if it
came
off.
Looks like he's looking for a water supply.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you buy large amounts of this lollipop without the old ladies who run the storefront asking why you want so many of this specific item? It's a Santa Claus holiday-themed chocolate lollipop from the chocolate shop you work at. To me, this seems like a pretty easy thing to do. I don't think the old ladies are going to be like, you only want this because of the dick, don't you? I caught you right away.
There is the risk that every other worker besides the manager has like been like, oh, that's the dick Santa. And then you go up and you're like, I would like 24 of the Santa lollipops. And they're like, why are you buying 24 of the dick Santas?
Yeah,
like even the old ladies know it.
We all know.
Old ladies do love rude, like
they love
comedy
rude
stuff sometimes.
They do love that.
That's why 90% of our audience is over the age of 75.
God, I fucking wish they would get so many more of our references if that were true. Oh, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like the lady who works at the Old Village Roaster down next to Keith Albee, she's got a sign up that says, you don't have to be nuts to work here, but it helps. And it's like, My kids come in here, lady.
Justin, you gotta warn me before you drop something
my
like that.
My kids come in here, Vicky. You can't have that kind
That's
of racist.
That's wild, man.
Up.
I get it.
Yeah.
Do you think it does help? I don't think it would.
What, being nuts?
Being nuts?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so, no.
I mean, what does that mean? I don't want to get too deep into this category, I guess.
Well, Bonkers was totally nuts, and I don't think it helped Bonkers do his job.
What if you told them you were opening a franchise? A small mall kiosk franchise.
Yeah.
of this chocolate place. So you're going to open up a, you tell me you're opening up a satellite at the mall.
Cool. Yeah.
Because it's gonna, there's been a big demand at the mall for these special Santas. It's a holiday item.
Yeah.
And they're going fast at the mall. I had a bag of five at the mall. People stopped me. They said, where can I buy one of those? You said, they're not for sale at the mall. They lost their fucking minds.
You could set up your booth right at the exit of the mall Santa photo booth situation. And been like, hey parents, did you like that? If you liked that, parents, you'll like this for sure.
Maybe some.
You don't even have to sell the lollipops. You can just have one in a little box with a hole on it. And you can say $10 and you can have a little peek at Santa Claus's rude
for the grown folks.
Not everything has to be for your stupid kids.
No.
You know, you can still enjoy something just for you.
That's right. You can't sell these in good conscience. You can't sell these. If there could be lots of people who get their hands on this and all of a sudden that's the whole car ride home is talking about. Well, that looks like a very long penis of Santa Claus. You can't sell these, and it's up to you to get all of them and melt them in a big oven.
Sorry.
And say
destroy them.
And say we had to start over. And this time you put the stick coming out of his neck. And he's like doing like a pop and lock, like he's doing like some groundwork, like a breakdancer.
I don't think there's a good version of it, really.
It's coming out of one hand and it's like he's shooting a laser beam.
You could have
Santa Claus is Iron Man, guys. Think about it.
That's cool. You could also have Santa Claus arched backwards like this and then have the stick going straight through his chest and out the other side.
Yeah.
And so it's like he's been impaled by a spear or something like that. And then you can just kind of turn it like a corn cob. There's so many great ways to make lollipops. I think lollipop makers are
Santa pole dancing.
Santa pole dancing is sexy and cool. That's sexy in a way that I think is tasteful.
Yeah, very much so.
There's a lot of people who do that for their health now and not to be erotic in any way. And I think that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
How about another question?
Yes, please.
I'm a PhD student in English literature. And as part of the role, I am teaching assistant at an undergraduate class on Shakespeare. I also started working out recently and have seen a few of my students at the gym. They're all much stronger and more experienced than I am. Can I ask them for tips on how to help me get stronger? Alternatively, can I make it part of their grade to avoid acknowledging my presence at all costs? That's from Learning in the Lecture Hall. Learning in the Iron Lecture Hall. And I have to say, Learning in the Iron Lecture Hall, what an interesting collection of facts you've chosen, both relevant and not, to your query. It's a delightful paprika of information.
I also thoroughly enjoy you giving us the two options of how do I, one, ask for help, or two, make it illegal for them to see me.
Right. Which is the easier version of it.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can ask a student for help with anything. Because then all of a sudden
it reveals the power dynamic. Is it?
Well, yeah. All of a sudden, now you're the student, and then you show up to class the next day, and they rip your corduroy jacket off of you, and they rip off your little cool sling bag, and they say, "This is mine now because I taught you at the gym." The roles have reversed. Sit your butt down, Othello. One of Shakespeare's funniest plays. Like, they don't know any. They don't know what they're doing once they get up there. But they're a teacher now.
What if you, though, made this into, like, a Finding Forrester kind of situation, right? Where you find somewhere where the combination of a student who's not doing well but is very strong and good at gym. And you said, hey, I'm going to meet you where you're at. Let's go to the gym together. And while I work out and you kind of tell me, I'm going to use that as, like, now imagine I'm Hamlet, and you're like the ghost of Hamlet's dad. See, you get it? Also, how many reps should Hamlet be doing? And at what weight, his dad, do you think? What do you think?
I don't feel like I was just enriched.
Any gym stuff, it starts to get,
Could you lift heavy Shakespeare books?
I mean, you could, but that's free. I don't need to go to the gym to do that. All my books are at home.
Wait a minute. Are we about to put the whole gym industry out of business?
Hey, there's folks, lots look around of heavy. There's heavy things
there's
everywhere.
There's heavy stuff all over.
There's heavy stuff everywhere.
You can run pretty much wherever you want.
You know, the material here in Merchant of Venice is some pretty heavy stuff. And you know what else is pretty heavy? Weights. Am I right, guys? Now watch as I curl this big book, and you guys tell me what I'm doing wrong, and then I'll tell you what they did wrong in Merchant of Venice.
So if you... If the kid tricks you, makes themselves the teacher, and then you're the student.
Yeah, that's the risk.
Is there a way to trick them, I guess, into letting
it's
you
the only
them
way to
something?
Keep your fucking job.
I mean, how
sure.
can you get them, how can you trick them into letting you teach them something in the classroom once you're already, I feel like once you're in the desks, it's so much harder, right? Because the, flipping the script on somebody, when you're in the gym, anybody can say, you know, student, master, whatever. Like, the desks make it, like, so concrete.
Yeah.
Unless? You take the lessons they teach you. Now you've become stronger than them. They're ready to take over the classroom. Then you show up. You pick them up in the desk and start curling them while you're teaching songs.
Awesome. Yes. This is great. A lot of people are just wild about teachers. Every teacher should have guns. It's the only way to keep it safe. No. Every teacher should have guns. You know what I mean? Like, every teacher should be stronger than the people they're teaching. Because otherwise, I don't have to listen to you. If I'm stronger than you, I do not have to be taught by you.
That's
period. Science. End of sentence.
I mean, end of bit.
Yeah,
that's
I think
the thing, right?
Nailed it.
Physical strength trumps all at the end of the day. I mean, if you get stronger than me, you're right.
Yeah,
that's the
right.
way it goes. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
There's so many options. Trick them. Don't
crumble
let them
a cookie
teach you.
In front of them.
Trick them. Don't let them trick you. Or
thank you.
Catch all. Get stronger than them, and you must teach them. They must be taught, because you're huge.
You're so big.
You're
You've
so
been lifting
big,
all those
dude.
Books.
Fuck. Wow, look at you. Look at you go.
You look great.
We should come up with a, you know how LCD Sound System came up with like a 46-minute long like mix that's like, this is for you to work out to. It's the perfect scientifically engineered tempo. We should do that, but it's the three of us, and we're like, yeah.
Holy
you
cow.
Got it.
Whoa.
Squeeze it out.
That's
squeeze
amazing.
That. We would have
don't drop that.
We couldn't just do we couldn't jazz it. We would have to get have like movements.
Yeah,
because like
eventually
like,
I would just start saying that was a weird grunt. And like
I think having like 5 minutes of us being like, that was a weird grunt. You're sweating a lot. Are
yeah,
you sure?
Everyone's looking.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that. I want to inspire people.
Well, the rest would be inspirational, but a little bit of salt.
Yeah,
the
but you gotta bring them back down. It can't all be peak, Justin. There's gotta be valley in there somewhere.
Too true, Trav. Too true. How often we forget you gotta go down to hell before we can get a little taste of heaven sometimes. That's especially true in the Iron Temple that we called the gym.
Yep. And the classroom.
Take it from me, a guy who's almost always about 3 feet away from something he bought to help him get stronger. I'm never that far away from something. What do you guys want to do now? You
Money Zone.
Money Zone, you got it, boss. Come on, let's go.
It's better with you.
Well, dang it, it happened again. During the Money Zone break, Justin and Travis accidentally crossed through the Shadow Gate. And so they're going to have to spend a day in there for each sin that they've committed, which is going to take a little while. So I'm going to go ahead and knock out the advertisements this time. Let's start with Rocket Money, a very good place to start, because Rocket Money is going to save you a lot of money. And you can spend it on rockets if you want. That's not why the company is called that. I don't know why the company is called that. What I do know is that I subscribe to a lot of garbage, and then I forget about the garbage I've subscribed to, and I end up spending billions perhaps, of dollars every month on that garbage. Rocket Money is a great little service, and it goes through your finances, it goes through everything, and it looks, and it's like, hey, did you remember that you were subscribing to the glue of the day club, and they send you new glue every day, and you're like, Jesus Christ, why did I subscribe to that? I don't know. I can't answer that for you. What I can tell you is that Rocket Money is going to help you get that taken care of. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. They've got over 5 million users and have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/mybrother. That's rocketmoney.com/mybrother. One last time, rocketmoney.com/mybrother. I also want to tell you about Aura Frames. We are about to enter the gift-giving season. And it's going to get hot and heavy, folks. You are not ready for all of the gifts you are going to have to sling to the special, precious people in your life. Well, good news. Aura Frames is pretty much good for anyone to receive as a gift. It's a digital picture frame named number one by Wirecutter. Aura makes it incredibly easy to share unlimited photos and videos directly from your phone to the frame. When you give Aura Frame as a gift, you can personalize and preload it with a thoughtful message and photos using the Aura app. And then whenever you have new photos that you want to upload, say of the grandkids for the grandparents or of your car to your friend who really likes your car, you could just update it through the app and then bing, bang, boom, it just shows up right on their frame. It's a really, really great way to get photos of stuff people care about right into their homes. It truly is a slick little thing and a great present. We've given it to many people, and it's been great to keep folks in touch with the things going on in our lives. Save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code MYBROTHER at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code MYBROTHER. This deal's exclusive to listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's John Moe from Depression Mode. Every week on our show, we have honest, humane conversations with artists, entertainers, and experts about what it's like to live with an interesting mind. I just interviewed Gavin Rossdale from the band Bush. You might be wondering, what would a successful, handsome, popular musician know about mental health? Turns out, lots.
All the time, we're forced into happy situations, sad situations, challenging situations. Happy, sad, challenging. And it just never ends. And why should it? You know, we're just the sum of all these journeys.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe every Monday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been looking for a new podcast all about nerdy pop culture? Well, I have just the thing for you.
Secret Histories of Nerd Mysteries is a weekly pop culture history podcast hosted by me, host Alston.
And me, host Brenda. We've already tackled mysteries such as what happened to the puppets from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is Snoopy Mexican? And why do people hate Barney so much?
From theme parks to cartoons to 80s, 90s, and 2000s nostalgia, we tackle it all.
Check us out every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org and wherever you get podcasts.
All right, boys, how about another question?
Please.
Yeah.
I just read a nice text message from my girlfriend at the end of my bus ride to work. When I was getting off, I went to say thank you to the driver, but I was also thinking about how much I love my girlfriend. And instead of a thank you, I felt my lips start to purse up in a kissy shape. Oh, wow. I panicked and froze my lips into 10% into the kiss and just walked off without saying anything to him. So, crisis averted. What if I had blown a kiss to the bus driver? What's the advice for after that? It's from Gmail. Okay. So I thought you were about to say that you told the bus driver you loved him. I started to get this whole thing in my heart, like a really sincere thing.
Yeah.
About like, I think that's actually nice. And I think we could do with more of that, honestly, just like telling people that we love them. I think that's.
Yeah. Strangers who would be made wildly uncomfortable by that. Like, yeah, we should be saying that. Because that's your right.
I don't know about kissy face, huh? That's tough, isn't it?
I would
kissy
actually.
Kissy face is tough.
I want you guys right now to make your face into 10% of a kissy face.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And tell me, if you saw a human being doing that, is that better than seeing 100% kissy
face? This person is saying that they dodged the bullet. I think they're saying, listen, I handled this perfectly. No worries.
I want to see
10%. Only 10% of a kissy face. I'm fine.
I want to see 10% kissy face. They do video out of it sometimes. I don't know if you've been to our YouTube channel lately. We do video sometimes.
Is that too much, Griffin, what I'm doing here?
Show me. Too much. Way too much. That's like 30 to 40% easy. It's like, hold on.
I'm trying to find it.
Show me 0%.
I feel like I'm moving a slider.
Justin, that sucks. That's not kissing even a little bit at all.
Okay, wait. Here's 100.
Show me. That's 100.
That's 100.
You walk it back. That's 10. That's 10 right there.
That's 10?
That's 10. No one's going to clock that. No one's going to clock that. Travis, you look pissed off at the bus driver.
Well, I'm not worse. Kissing with my eyes.
I would rather walk by the bus driver and go, mwah, than go.
That's my focus. I can't help it. That's my focus phase.
Okay. All right. I just made a command decision. Here's what you do. If you find your face going, mwah, the only shot you have is to just throw your right hand up and add the chef's kiss thing. And
right.
Just add a pin like, mwah, mwah. What a ride.
Yeah. Smooth. No bumps. Mwah.
Not a pothole in sight. Thank you, Daryl. You've done it again.
Masterfully done. My compliments to the driver.
Lovely. Lovely flight, boys.
Why were you making a kiss to your phone on a text message?
It's just the wires got mixed up, man.
That's pretty mixed up. Those wires come from different machines in two different buildings. I'm texting my girlfriend. I love her so much. I'm thinking about how much I love her, and
this happens to me all the time. Not this exact thing, but I like listening to audiobooks while I drive, and I have this compulsion that when it describes someone making a face or like reacting to something in a way, my face will like try to make that so I understand what they mean. And I'm always so worried another driver next to me or somebody will see me making this face and be like, I think that man's guilty of murder.
Right.
And I'm always so worried that I will be clocked as my face tries to replicate human emotion.
God bless bus drivers.
God bless them.
That's a hard job. I think
they don't get enough kisses blown at them.
We don't ask what we're saying. We do not ask God to bless specific people and jobs enough. And that's something that I feel like we could be way better about.
I think we could lean out of windows and bang pots and pans at bus drivers more.
They would really. The people love that shit.
They do. It's a good way of showing people you care about them to bang pots and pans in their directions.
At 6:15 p.m. Eastern time.
It scares cats away and shows bus drivers you appreciate them.
That's right.
Two birds.
That's the rhythm of the city right there.
Okay. Huh? I want a munch
squab.
I want to munch. Welcome to Munch Squad's podcast, the podcast profiling the latest and greatest brand eating. Today's story comes to us from Cub reporter Travis Patrick McElroy. He sent me a good TikTok. I'm serious, Griffin.
One in a million.
I almost chucked it into the dustbin of history with all the other ones and zeros.
I like to save them all up, the ones Travis sends us.
I knew Justin, so I actually wrote out a caption to it before I sent it. That was like, this is what this is.
You had to pick it up and give a little mwah, and a little mwah,
so that he knew.
Yeah.
It's real. It's a good one. No,
but this one for real. This isn't a joke.
But do watch this one, because the story is that Pizza Hut is launching its own wine.
Yeah, man.
And Griffin.
Yeah.
It's made from tomatoes.
Why not?
This holiday season, Pizza Hut is elevating the art of holiday hosting and gifting with a twist on an iconic pairing, pizza and wine. For the first time ever, Pizza Hut is stepping into the wine business by launching a pizza wine. A unique limited edition tomato wine that captures the essence of your favorite slice at every sip. To make any holiday gathering even more festive, Pizza Hut is bringing back its beloved triple treat box. This holiday-ready meal featuring two medium one-topping pizzas, breadsticks or cheese sticks, and a choice of dessert comes packaged in a festive holiday-themed box.
With
and
wine?
Pizza wine? And there's wine is, I guess, part of it.
Enough people do that. People talk about pairing wines with things, and it's usually about complimenting. I want one-for-one wines. I want more one-for-one wines, where it's like, this wine goes great with this hamburger, because it's made of hamburger.
Because it's hamburger. This You're is gonna hamburger love wine.
This is hamburger wine.
Hamburger wine.
crafted from ripe, juicy tomatoes and infused with natural basil. Tomato wine by Pizza Hut. What it's called. It's just called Tomato Wine by Pizza Hut.
And they carried it so close to the goal line, and then they were like, I don't know, man.
Hold on. I'm going to pull
tomato
up
Tomato Wine.
I just Googled tomato wine just to see if it's a thing. I found a recipe for you can make tomato wine at home, and the like duration of time, how long it takes, is 672 hours and 25 minutes, which is
perfect. Can you guys see the little?
Why is it so pale?
It's so pale. Yeah, a lot of people in the lab noticed that. We just kind of kept on going.
Sort of a rosé.
Is it for gamers?
Sort of a fuchsia.
It is not. It's made
in it's not for gamers? They said explicitly gamers, no.
It's made in partnership with Kansas-based Irvine's Just Beyond Paradise Winery. Okay, Kansas-based Irvine's Just Beyond Paradise Winery. Irvine's Just Beyond Paradise Winery, a family-owned vineyard renowned for its creativity and passion. I guess with the finest grapes Kansas can grow, the wine
Justin! We don't know that for sure. We only know tomatoes.
Kansas might make baller tomatoes.
A much better point. Thank you. I'm the dork because they don't need grapes for this wine.
Where we're going, we don't need grapes.
While crafted from tomatoes, the wine delivers a tasting similar to a white wine when enjoyed chilled. That's because that's what I look for in my alcoholic beverages, being able to pretend there's something else if you get them cold enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens?
They might as well have made that.
It tastes the same.
If you close your eyes.
Though made from tomatoes, it's not nearly as gross as you'd think.
No, it's better. It's better than you think. The wine delivers, paired with any classic Pizza Hut pizza, including the signature one-topping pizzas that come with the festive triple treat box. Listen, stop trying to talk to me about the triple treat box when you just invented pizza wine.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
Yeah,
okay?
We kind of glossed over. I want to hang a lantern on the we added basil to it aspect, because they're not going for a fruity wine. There's plenty of the blueberry wine, strawberry wine, as we hollow it, watermelon wine, I guess. And then you're just like, no. We put basil in it.
Yeah.
This is marinara sauce wine. Enjoy.
Let's say here, Pizza Hut is offering a limited edition set. Let me read the quote here. Quote, the holidays are a time for many gatherings, but often the gift of a bottle of wine can feel expected. Why not be the one to bring the pizza party with the gift of pizza wine?
Okay.
And a triple treat box. Designed to ignite fun and conversation, says Pizza Hut's director of advertising, Elise Slayton, who I'm guessing forgot this promotion was supposed to be about the triple treat box until she started writing this press release and realized, oh no, I completely forgot about the triple treat box. Like I mentioned that a few times.
I do love that bringing up the idea of bringing this as like a host gift to a party does really clearly in my mind delineate groups of friends.
Absolutely.
Right? I would feel so comfortable bringing a bottle of pizza wine to Justin.
Yes.
And be like, thank you so much for having me. And that might be it, actually. Justin might be the only person I know.
Yeah, don't you bring that shit to me. I don't want joke food in my house.
It is sold out, by the way. I'm sure. I know. It's what sucks about all these, honestly. As a brand who has pioneered many firsts in the industry, we took a beloved classic pairing of pizza and red wine.
And ruined it.
And flipped it on its head as we aim to spark intrigue. Your Pizza Hut!
I don't want the mystery from you.
I don't want to eat pizza and think, I am intrigued.
Go on.
How curious.
And if you really wanted to flip it on your head, it would be pizza wine and red wine flavored pizza.
That would be cool.
Now listen, I wasn't even gonna talk about this because it's not funny, but it's really cheesing me off.
Oh, pun intended.
It is, Travis, because this is the flavor of the month for Baskin Robbins. It's cheeseboard inspired.
What?
Brie, my guess.
I fuck with this so hard.
No, it's gross. Listen.
Oh, okay. Weird. Because I looked at it and I was like, that looks yummy.
Listen,
okay,
it's gross.
Cool.
Wait till I tell you what's in it. And then you're going to be like, gross, okay? Inspired by your cheese board faves, Brie, my guess, is an unbelievable combination of Brie and burrata flavored ice creams mixed with almonds and pistachio pieces and apricot swirls.
Yeah. Aww. I mean, fucking rad, dude. Yes, right? Absolutely. Open your mind.
No.
This is good.
Which one's burrata again?
That's the one where it's two cheeses in one, where they have a softer cheese inside somewhat harder cheese.
I was worried that there was going to be like capicola in it or something.
No.
But
no, this looks good.
How different is ice cream from cheese, really?
Not.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's funky, though. It's funkier.
I mean, I would love to have a bite of ice cream and have a different new experience. I would like to be intrigued by ice cream.
I guess some of us like grown-up ice cream.
I recently had sour cream ice cream. Made with sour cream. It was great.
Don't
show me this ice cream turkey again, Justin.
It's back.
No. Don't bring this horrific.
It's back, bitch.
How could you?
What's so weird that it says that in the press release? That sucks.
Holiday gatherings are about sharing memorable experiences, and our Brie, my guest, and turkey cake do just that, said Jared Grandinetti, Vice President of Marketing and Culinary at Baskin-Robbins. Our new flavor of the month is a bold twist on the best parts of a cheese board that will delight your guests and spark conversations at the table.
Awesome. None of these. One of the things I've noticed in these press releases, Justin, none of them take into account the actual human experience of walking into a party filled with people you supposedly love and respect and saying, look what I've brought. And so the idea that I'm going to bring in this ice cream turkey and be like, guys, I brought this. I thought we'd all like it. It's full of cheese ice cream.
I feel like I've got a pretty, settled. If you bring pizza wine, that's great. Very funny. I'm kind of jealous you got onto it before me.
Yeah.
You bring a turkey cake. Hilarious, quirky, adorable. We love it. And we're going to enjoy eating that too, which we want to enjoy the pizza wine. If you bring both, you're making it about you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and this is like, I worked really hard on the party to set a vibe and a tone, and like the vibe could withstand pizza wine or ice cream cake, but when you bring both, you are threatening to make that evening a very you-centric thing. You know what I mean? It's going to be all about pizza.
Everyone else there is going to be thinking about what they brought and how it was wrong in some way.
Yeah.
If your option was even an option at all, they are going to start thinking they have failed. The vibe,
because you're
going to
be like, oh, you made deviled eggs. What did that flip on its head? How was that intriguing?
How was that funny?
Yeah.
I'm also kind of mad if someone brings either of those items to my home for a party, because how are you so certain that I did not procure my own Pizza Hut pizza
wine? That's a great
point.
That would be my worry.
Turkey cake.
Justin, let's put it this way. Let's say your two best friends, one brings Pizza Hut pizza wine.
Yeah.
One brings a turkey-shaped ice cream cake filled with cheese ice cream. Which one of those do you now love the most? Which friend do you love the most?
Did you say it's cheese ice cream?
Yeah, it has the Brie, my guest, inside of
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not. No. No, thank you.
J-Dog.
So you've actually lost love for that one.
J-Dog,
no.
If I sat you...
No, I'll drink your stinky, funky wine.
No.
Because at least
about
wine,
it.
At least wine
think
always tastes...
It.
At least wine always tastes bad. You know what I mean? At least wine always tastes like funky old rotten grapes. Like,
not this one, Justin. Not this one, Justin.
Like funky old rotten tomatoes.
This is going to blow your mind, Justin.
Funky old rotten fruits. I don't want that cheesy... You're going to put that in your mouth and not know exactly how cheesy it's going to taste. It could taste a little cheesy.
It's either going to be overwhelming or disappointing.
It's going to be disappointing. It's Baskin Robbins. That's what it says on the sign. But like,
I wish you'd open your heart to cheese cream. It is good sometimes. And I think you would. I think you hate cheese, though. I'm forgetting this. You don't like soft cheese.
I hate raw cheese.
This isn't raw, it's frozen.
It's frozen.
I recently had a dream come true. I'll be paid $300 to eat a new Taco Bell item and then share my thoughts in a focus group of 10 to 15 people. God, I'd love to do that.
You did say Taco Bell.
They should let you pay to do that. They should let you pay to be in product research. I'm aware I'm taking part in something larger than myself. How can I best represent the needs and desires of all people on planet Earth when determining the future of Taco Bell offerings? Liv Moss. From Jacob K. P.S. I will be trying the, and I cannot believe you were allowed to tell us this.
We don't know that they are.
The chicken al pastor street chalupas. Wow. Those sound fucking
looking
good.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Everybody in a testing scenario in a fast food place is going to be thinking about one factor, and it's the novelty of the flavor. They want new experiences. They're thinking about deliciousness. I'll tell you what I would love people at Taco Bell to start thinking about a little bit more is the fucking mess factor.
Yeah.
Because I'm not buying Taco Bell because I'm going home to put it on porcelain plates.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know how I'm eating it, and it's with a napkin on my lap.
In your car.
Maybe.
In my car. Where it belongs.
When you try it and you turn your head to the side so that you don't spill taco everywhere, grab your neck in pain and say, ah, taco neck. I've got a bad case of taco neck.
Shit, that's funny. Get them to bring back taco neck syndrome. Get them to get Jack back in the commercials. Please,
oh,
it's so
God. Oh, man. Yeah, if you could be the person to bring back taco neck syndrome.
The amount of pressure I would feel in a Taco Bell focus group to try and do a good job, but also get my own sort of personal agenda across the line as much as is possible for the many things I would love Taco Bell to start doing again. You guys started putting Doritos flavor on shit, and then you stopped?
What if, okay, but this is where, talk about the pressure, man. What if you had, they never stopped. They'll never stop.
They don't do Cool Ranch no more, do they?
No, I think that's just.
Do they still do Cinnamon Twist?
So fucking good.
Yeah, you can get Cinnamon Twist. It would be so much pressure to think about the idea that what if I had been in the room where it was like Seven Layer Crunchwrap or like yes. one of the greats. And I had been just having a bad day, or what if I had like COVID, you know what I mean?
And it tasted
bad to me.
You know? That's the only reason Cool Ranch Dorito Tacos, Locos Tacos, got shut down is because COVID made them taste so fucked up and weird. And that's like the number one thing that it took from me personally, I will say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you throw out something like, what if you put the vegetables on the outside?
That's...
Now, here's the thing. It doesn't make sense, but people in the fast food industry love that kind of innovative, out-of-the-box thinking. And now, you're the CEO of Taco Bell.
You're having a lot of fun, Travis.
You're thinking outside the bun, Griffin.
No.
That's what Taco Bell looks for.
To Travis's point, I'm sorry, Griff, but not for show, not a joke. Send jokes out of the room. Were I in this scenario, I would be thinking of anything I could do to get them to do say one thing like... This kid's got some.
This is what I'm saying.
I want one like, ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I like that. Like so, one Taco Bell like pat. I want just one thumbprint on the moon. You know what I mean? Just
guys,
one little lick.
I know that movie fans at home, sometimes they sit back and they think, that one guy who got his dick out in the background of Teen Wolf, what was he thinking? You guys are talking about getting your dick out as an extra in Teen Wolf. If you say, what if you put the vegetables on the outside? The person running the focus group would be like, get your things, stand up, and leave. You're going to blow this fucking opportunity for yourself if you joke around and say, put the vegetables. This is what I'm saying. I would have to get across, put Doritos flavor, put the Cool Ranch Doritos flavor that's so funky and stinky on it without getting kicked out of the room. That's a tough needle to thread.
What if we made the cheese pink and like the wrap green and tied it in with Wicked?
That's not your job to think about as a person who's being paid $300 to eat a taco.
Wait, are you saying in your headcanon here, someone in a focus group could be like, hey, have you guys thought about tying this in with Wicked?
Right. That's not what they're
focused on. Did you guys know Wicked's coming out? You're not doing anything about it?
And they're like, oh shit. Thank God you're here. Now you're CEO of Taco Bell. I mean, not right away, obviously.
I would like to add the Barbersville Ulta employees. I want to add them to my long list of local people that I've complained to about how many Wicked things are for sale in town. Sorry, this lady at CVS. Sorry, the lady at Ulta Beauty. Box lunch staff. I always say sorry to you anyway. Thank you. Sorry so much. Sorry, Spencer's gifts. I was confused. Sorry. I laughed so hard I threw up. They had to ask me to leave. So I'm sorry, Spencer's. It was just a really good federal body inspector. I mean, it's hysterical.
When we talked about the Wicked Titans, by the way, did we talk about the hotels that made a green and pink room?
Yes. Okay.
We did.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Let's wrap things up.
Let's do it. Thank
hey,
you
that's
so
another good thing to say in a Taco Bell focus group.
Yes, more wrapping.
Yes, Travis,
yeah, maybe a second layer of wrap around it.
Do a push-pop situation.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope
Taco
really
Bell
like
protein
it.
Powder. Okay, now, go on.
Hey, happy belated Thanksgiving. Our annual podcast, Till Death Do Us Blart, that we do with Tim Batt and Guy Montgomery is available now. It is the 10th anniversary. It is the most fun episode I can't tell you how long. It was
good watch.
Top 10 for sure.
Great watch this year.
Top 10, Trav. Easily top 10.
And this year's Candlelight Spectacular is coming out next week, December 14th at 9 p.m. You can get tickets to watch that. It's pre-recorded, but it's going to be streamed live so everybody can watch it together the first time. Get your tickets at bit.ly/candlenightstickets2024. And then that's going to be available until January 4th for video on demand and rewatch if you wish to. There's a Candlelights poster and ornament available now designed by Matt H. Taylor. And all proceeds from the show and the merch are going to Harmony House, which works to end homelessness in the Huntington area through permanent housing and supportive service programs.
So
go check that out. bit.ly/candlelighttickets2024.
We got some other merch up in the merch store over at macroymerch.com. We got a Final Fungalore pin by Dana Wagner. Final Fungalore sounds cool.
Maybe that'll be next year. Yeah, his next form.
His next, yes, as he evolves. Also, all dice in the shop are 20% off. Don't forget to get your Fungalore merch before the year ends, and we retire it to the Disney Vault. 10% of all merch sales this month will also be donated to Harmony House. So,
all right.
Go check all that out.
And thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme
Thanks
song.
Thanks for the youth, Montaigne. You fill
for
us
the
with
youth
every
of
day.
Our youth. My Life is Better with You. Go check it out. It's on Spotify. I'm pretty sure they're working on some new music, if I'm not mistaken. Might be making that up.
I've seen some teasers. Yeah. And some.
If you're not subscribed to Montaigne's whatever Instagram newsletter thing, join.
It's good
There's good shit on there. Montaigne also streams. Follow them on Twitch and stuff. Go do it.
Speaking of streaming, can I do this wish from Fungalore? Fungalore sent this one in to wish to himself, I guess.
Wow, amazing.
No, this is from a listener. Sound me. I wish I could stream Matlock with Andy Griffith without ads.
It's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.